A doctor from Dillingham met with President Barack Obama at the White House today. Dr. Paul Davis was part of a group of 150 doctors from every state who heard the president make his case for health care reform in person. All of the doctors are supportive of Obama's plan, part of a grassroots organization called Doctors for America. Davis says the health care system is broken, and that's a message he heard loud and clear from President Obama.
Insurance companies have to be reined in. They can no longer carry out this absurd policy of disallowing certain expenses, of cutting out people just when they need care, of disallowing pre-existing illnesses for periods of time after you obtain health insurance with them. You know, they need to stop answering to their shareholders and start answering to patients. Healthcare insurance is there to care for people.
Were you able to give him your thoughts on reform?
Our leaders did, and some very, very sharp physicians who understand the problems clearly met for 45 minutes with the president privately before he came and addressed us as a group of 150 physicians. And the real difference here is that this is the first time in history when an American president has sat down with practicing physicians to hear our plight in caring for our patients and trying to be the healers that we went into this profession to be.
Do you have concerns about any aspects of the proposed reform?
You know, I don't agree with every aspect of the proposed reform, but, you know, for the last 4 months, it's been a moving target. It's hard to know exactly what's on the table. The point is that we need not to get sidetracked by all of the minor issues that we individually don't like. That's the message that I'm bringing back, is that, you know, whether there's, a public option or whether you have a marketplace of insurance companies that those who are underinsured and uninsured can go and they can compare plans and get the most economical plan. You know, whether what comes out at the end of the day is going to be far better than the non-system that we have right now, because the non-healthcare system we have now is non-functional.
What are some concerns or hopes you've heard from other doctors in Alaska?
Most of the doctors I know in Alaska, both public and private, are so frustrated with the mountains of paperwork that we face after our very long days, that we have such limited time, face-to-face time with our patients because of the complexities and the absurdities built into the insurance plans, the pharmaceutical plans that are offered, that, you know, we spend most of our time filling out forms and justifying what we know and what our patients know is best for them. And we have to write letter of appeal after letter of appeal just to get our patients the care that they need. None of that is ever paid for by anybody.
Dr. Davis, are you optimistic that Congress will pass a health reform bill?
I am today. Yep. I've been watching the news and listening to everything from Baucus Care to the different forms of the health care package now a public plan is on the table. Tomorrow the plan is off the table. And it's easy to become discouraged. But when I saw the hope and the encouragement and the vitality of my fellow physicians from all 50 states today, and I heard the president come out and address us as practicing physicians who care about our patients, you know, I'm very hopeful that at the end of the day, I hope that before Thanksgiving, we're going to have a health reform package that's going to pass both houses.
Dr. Paul Davis works at Critical Access Clinic in Dillingham.